Hey, Eddie, you know what's awesome?
What's awesome, my love?
My little oil biz.
It is awesome, isn't it?
Do you like that name? Mom's little oil biz?
Almost as much as I love you.
Let's do this podcast, Oteris, now.
You got it, babe.
Welcome, everyone, to Mama's Little Biz Podcast. My name is Angela Villa.
And I am Eddie Villa. Hello, everybody. Welcome back to the show. It has been only 3 months since we recorded the last episode.
No big deal.
You know, but it was a pretty busy 3 months. So maybe we'll talk about that, or maybe we won't. Lots of stuff happening. We've moved into a lot of new ranks with our business and a lot of people, lives changing. It's just been a very exciting few months, would you say?
Yes, a very exciting, very exhausting few months.
Would you say, like, okay, so I was talking, we just got back from a training event that we did, and I talked about the difference in stress between working for someone and working for yourself, you know, talking about the difference there. And you said exhausting. Is this a good exhausting or a bad exhausting? How would you describe this?
Oh, it's not a bad exhausting. It's exhausting, but it's a good exhausting to where you still want to get up and do things the next day. You know, you want to get up and keep progressing in what it is you're doing. So totally different than dreading being so exhausted because you're miserable.
Not looking forward to the day.
Right.
Yeah, I know what that's like. So so a few things since October. We had a lot of people rank advance that are very, you know, that pretty much are qualifiers. And we've been introduced to some amazing new people. It's been a powerful last few months. But why don't you just give the bullet points of what's happened in our business in the last couple of months?
Goodness, so much. So much has happened. We went Blue Diamond, which most everybody knows by now. We did reach Blue Diamond, which has been a huge goal of ours this year.
Yeah.
And we had, goodness, so many new ranks. I mean, just my first, what, five levels, you know, we had Heather hit gold and Stephanie hit platinum and Leilani hit platinum and Michelle hit platinum and Stephanie hit silver, Wendy hit silver, Susan hit silver, Tracy hit gold, Allison premier, Lisa premier, just so much.
Did you mention
so much.
Angelina?
Angelina, that's right. Angelina, our newest leg, our fifth leg, the leg we'd been working on to reach blue, she hit gold. And Lindsay, her leader, hit premier.
Just amazing people. I adore them.
When we finally got to meet them this past weekend, which was awesome.
Yes.
And loved them. And so really angry at myself for not taking a picture.
Yeah, what is up with that?
I don't know.
I just got so involved and like, oh my gosh, they're here. We're actually seeing them in person. These are people we never actually met.
Never actually met.
In person. How
just
cool.
Just have been working with on calls and Zooms and all that good stuff. And we spent time with them. We had lunch with them. We sat with them and yet no pictures. What the heck? So bummed. So bummed.
It makes no sense.
I know. We even went down to her hometown and did a class. No pictures.
Not one. Like it didn't even happen, apparently.
Oh my gosh. Crazy. I can't believe that. But whatever.
Yeah.
We'll do it again.
Yes, we will. We'll have to now. We have to go out again.
So a lot soon. Of exciting things. Lots of exciting things. And then, you know, we launched a push group geared around people who wanted to make money and wanted to rank advance. It was just kind of, it was a fun idea that we had to where I wanted to work with people who weren't going to cry over the words that were said or the pushing that was done and wouldn't drag their feet or fight back. They wanted success. And that was a lot of fun. That was such a great group, such a great learning group for me. And just, it fulfilled all the things I'd always wanted to do. We launched a business, program, a business training site this past year. And that was pretty cool. I started what I call a skill up challenge. It's a 2-week business camp, basically. Think of oil camp, but for business. And that's been super helpful for a lot of people, really really learning the skills necessary to do the things we ask them to do as and to build a business. Yep. And so we launched that, and then we automated that, and then we have it. We started another group that's going right now. So it's kind of a fun.
Oh, so exciting.
My little baby that was birthed there.
It's so exciting. And guys, yeah. This is just like, this is about half, maybe about 50%. Yeah, about 50% of all the things that we're going to be doing over the next couple of months.
Right. And we have our website still, our membership site, where people can join our membership site. And there, aren't they the ones participating?
Yeah.
In the 90-day group?
Yes. And so all the members of that group have been invited to be part of this big 90-day push that we're running through February and March and April. Huge. It's so exciting. And we're actually already, everybody's already in the group, and they've already started doing some challenges and some little things. And we're just kind of revving up in that group. Also, we've added some great bonuses and some extra, you know, benefits to the website group, if you don't mind me talking about that.
Yeah, go for it.
So what I've learned that really makes me happy about this business is how many blessings you can get by helping anybody, whether they're in your business or not. What I decided to do is try to figure out ways to blur the line between who's in our team and who is not.
Yeah.
You know, like, because the way the compensation plan works is that if you're in our team in our first 7 levels, everything you purchase, we get, you know, we get paid on. And everything below it, we don't. And so it's, you know, it makes things complicated when you know, people that are in our business and we want to love on you and support you and stuff like that. And so, you know, you kind of have to make decisions about time and blah, blah, blah. Anyway, boring stuff.
Boring science.
What I'm trying to say here is that we have figured out some ways to help be more involved in people's business that aren't in our first 7 levels and so on. And so what we did was this website. We've got these great advanced trainings, but I'm like, that's awesome. It's not good enough. We created a private Facebook page so that we can do trainings for them in there. Great. That's wonderful. Not good enough. So I created this 90-day push now for all of our members. That's pretty cool. I love it, but I don't even think that's good enough.
Yeah.
What about if we can take their people and help work on help train their leaders, or even educate their customers? For those of you guys who want some help with that, we've got that coming up on our website, and so we'll be talking about that later in the future on how that's coming. But I'm just super excited about what we're doing in there. For those of you guys who are interested in how that works, just find us on Facebook, message me, and I'll tell you all about it.
Sure.
Okay, yeah. So what else are we doing?
There's more?
Well, let's talk about Steve and your oil tools.
Yeah, so that's been really fun. We just did our second event where we kind of partnered with Your Oil Tools, the oil supply shop, but they're really, really trying to step out and be more than just a tool store. They want to train. They want to collaborate with different leaders all over the country and teach the people the business and the products. And I love it. So we did an event. Was it in? It was in 2017.
Yeah, it was last year. We did an event in Orange County.
We did an event in Orange County where we partnered up with Your Oil Tools and a few local wellness advocates there, Diamond Leaders, and that was amazing. And then we just got back today from Northern California, where we again got to work with Terry, who we love, who's a Sacramento Diamond, and Mandy Kuhn. She came out as well. And so that was just a ton of fun. We got to meet a bunch of you who are in the Sacramento area or just the Northern California area.
Yeah, and that was so much fun meeting everybody there.
Yeah, I loved when Steve asked who here listens to Mom's Little Biz podcast. We saw all your hands go up, so it was pretty cool.
Yeah.
We know that we've been missing in action, and so many people don't know who we are because we haven't been really active, but we want to change that again.
Big time.
Yeah, so we did that, and then next month we're headed out to Wisconsin.
Yep.
So I hope that if you are in or around Appleton, Wisconsin.
Yeah, the Appleton area is where we're going to be.
Yeah,
very excited about this. This is coming up next month.
And we're looking to partner with different leaders in that area. I've got leaders on my own team. Hopefully, they are able to come and not in the middle of their oil retreat, which I know is in February. I just found out. But that's okay. Everything happens for whatever reason, right?
Yeah.
So we will be there on the 17th.
Of February.
And then just kind of basically putting together our wish list of, or dream list of where we want to travel.
Yeah. And talking with Steve, who owns YourOilTools.com. Yeah. Guys, go check it out. It's great. It's a great resource.
It's a great store. They're just
great people.
Yeah. There. What I love about it is they are a tool store, but they don't tell you have to have tools to build your business. They're just there to support in the things that you need, but they're bringing the training. That's different than any other oil supply
store. Yeah, nobody does. Nobody I know in this business is doing what we're doing with them.
He's just really passionate. Their company is very passionate about training people.
Yeah.
Not pushing products or supplies, just training people. So, right. Anywho.
So, yeah. So, Steve was just like, okay, Eddie, Angela, make a list of every place you want to go to this year.
Yeah. So, I'm like, well, I got a Michigan team. I've got Florida team. I've got Kentucky team. So
Texas. What else? Yeah. What are the possibilities? North Carolina, possibly.
South Carolina. Yeah. So there's a lot of options out there.
Somebody really cool said Philadelphia. You got to come out to Philadelphia. Yeah. I'm like, that sounds cool.
That's amazing.
I just want to do this. I just want to do this. I think I want to do this all year long. And I just travel from one place to the next. I think maybe in every month or whatever. But if you...
Every month. Good grief. Our kids are going to hate us.
Or maybe every couple of months. But whatever. But anyway, just for those of you guys who are listening, if you feel like it's a really good area to come out to, and let's add it to the list.
Let us know. Message us. Absolutely. Can you collaborate with us? Do you want to collaborate with us to bring a crowd out and just share the love that we like to bring to people, no matter what team they're on.
You want to talk about what the event looks like and how it would benefit these?
Yeah. People? So the event is a mix of product, in-depth product, and then business training. And again, it's done by leaders. It's us and any local leaders in the area. And so we start the day with the morning session. There's a morning session and a night session. So it pretty much runs all day. And that's kind of what you book. You basically schedule out that day for yourself to come and attend. And the morning section is product talk. So if you have customers or people interested in the oils and the product, they can come and they can get more goodness. Like Eddie spoke on men's health and Mandy spoke on all the non-oil products, and Terry spoke on emotions, and I spoke on stress-free weight loss. And it was just great. So it was more in-depth product knowledge.
Yeah.
And then we had lunch, and when we came back for the second half, the night session, we did business training, and it was great because you just have different leaders who bring a very clear training, a training that can be implemented. Like, you can leave the event and implement the things you learn. So it's not hype. It's not, you can do this. It's amazing. No. It's real, true training. Like, I got into the Power of Three versus the comp plan and shared how to effectively and strategically do both and stop leaving so much money on the table.
Yeah.
And what I loved about it is there was a gal that came up to me who, she was so new, she didn't even know what OV was. She says, I know what PV is, but what's OV? And I kind of just taught her a little bit more. And what she said to me was, I can do this. What you taught, I can do that. And then I was like, oh, yay. I didn't leave everybody confused and upset. But anyway, it was just... It's such a great event because there's so much goodness that all the different leaders who come and get to be free to train what they're passionate about, they bring such great skill, and they leave the people with skills to take home. It's not systems training at all. There are no systems trained whatsoever. It is all skill set training, which I'm really passionate about, skill set training, because I just think that you have to have the basic skills in order to implement anything else, any strategies, any systems, anything like that. So
yeah. That's
kind of what it looked like, plus a lot of fun, a lot of friendships, pictures, good time, dancing, gifts, prizes, giveaways, all that good stuff.
Guys, this is so much fun. And we're just right now, all we're doing right now is trying to figure out ways to make it better every single time.
Mm-hmm.
So we, you know, now that we're home and I'll be meeting with Steve and Steve, the Steves.
The Steves.
That run your Steve oil tools. Steve. These guys are awesome. I really, I really come to love and trust them and enjoy, you know, spending time with them and Steve with his family helping out. Yeah. It's super cool. But we're going to have a meeting. We're going to talk about, okay, what worked, what didn't, what can we do better? And we're going to do it better next time. So February in Wisconsin is going to be even better. And every other location we visit this year. So there you go. So check out, you know, obviously you want to be on the Mama's Little Biz with Eddie and Angela via Facebook page.
Yeah.
That's where we post a lot of updates. So make sure you go and like that page and check it for updates for whenever we're doing other events yeah. in your area.
Hopefully we'll get a, you know, at least 6 months in advance planned out for you. I don't know. But again, just if you want to have an event in your area and it's a good area, when we're looking, obviously, you know, 150 to 300 people
yeah.
to attend these trainings. If you believe that that's needed in your area, wanted in your area, let us know. And we probably have leaders somewhere in your area that we can collaborate with and get classes going for ourselves.
And go out there.
Yeah. We definitely want to connect with everybody we can.
So a lot's going on.
Yeah.
It's 2017 awesome. Was a pretty amazing year.
Yeah, it's pretty cool.
Can I ask you, what are some beliefs that were, for you, were changed? Because one of the things I've talked about before, and I think we talk about, both of us talk about this, but the power of belief, when your mind actually believes something, how your body and your actions follow. You know, when I saw there were people in our team that suddenly believed that they could move on to the next rank, they believed they could make that money, they believed they could help people and so on. It's incredible how different of a person they become.
Yeah. When you start to believe in the goals that you set or the things that you want, like you actually have a belief behind them and they're not just this, ooh, you know, I want this. You know, you start really truly believing in your vision and yourself. You eliminate those obstacles that you put in the way. If that makes sense. A lot of the time we want things, but we don't truly believe that we deserve them or we can get them or it's possible. Yeah. But once that trigger, that thing clicks into place, you step through the invisible barrier that you created. You step through it and you start to do things that you really have never done before in order to go and physically get that goal that you now believe is possible. I don't know if that makes sense, but it's like one of my leaders tonight got on Facebook Live and she said, you know, she developed a belief in herself during the 90-day push that we did. And because of that, she was able to step beyond a limit that was set for her tonight in a class where there was someone who was a little negative, a little standoffish, never didn't agree with anything they say. And so she stepped through the fear, which she would have never done before. And she sat down with this person in the class and sold her in every oil kit.
Right on.
Which she's never done before because she never really believed she could. So when you have that belief, it's almost like you ignore those invisible roadblocks. Yep. You ignore them and you move past them and you're scared the whole time, but you do it because you have a true belief. You have faith in what's on the other side. So a lot of people got past those invisible barriers this year in our business, myself included.
Yeah. Talk about yours. So what beliefs changed for you in 2017? Looking back on it, you could take a minute and think about it.
Yeah,
too.
Yeah, good question.
Well, I'll give you one
Okay, go ahead.
That I saw you talk when at the end of the 90-day push, you learned something crazy.
Yes. What was that? You said you were going to talk about it.
Well, I figured
you
know.
Did you want me to talk about
it? You were talking about it was okay to have, I think it was fears or doubts.
It's yes. okay to have
something
doubts.
Like that. Yeah, explain
yeah,
that.
Yeah, I had this belief that people who doubted themselves were just big pansies. I thought it was just a cop out. I thought it, and I thought it was wussy, and it really pissed me off when people constantly talked about how much they doubted in certain things. But I learned that through this group that it's okay. It's okay to have your doubts and your fears, and it's okay to vocalize them, but it's not okay to sit on them and let them hold you down. But it is okay for people to step in and cheer you through them, pull you through, push you through. And so I saw amazing growth. I don't think I would have seen that kind of growth in people had I not learned a good lesson, you know? Yeah. And so, and then my own doubts came into play. And because those people were vulnerable with me, I was able to step through my own, or face my own doubts that I had about being a blue diamond, and step through that. So it's a learning lesson. I can still be taught. Yeah. I can still learn lessons.
Yeah. I mean, that's the, I mean, to me, it's something I've always known, right? That vulnerability is so crucial. Yeah. And it's funny how much we have in common with people that even we think, I don't know if you're going to make it. You know, I don't know if you can do this because you seem to have way, you know, a ton of fears. But there's so much that we have in common with them, just on a different level, just right?
On a different level. Yeah. Yeah, absolutely. So that was for me. I have a new belief in people. I have a belief that you can work with the people that you like. You don't have to drag people around who don't want to be there.
Can you talk about that a little bit? Like, because so many people, I think, have this like desperation thing.
Well, going. Yeah, there's this thought that you have to just tiptoe around people and so as not to offend them, so you don't lose them. And I was really getting tired of working in groups, whether it be at my team or other people's team involved. I was getting tired of working in these groups where there was always those few people that dragged everybody down.
Yeah.
And I didn't understand why we kept doing groups this way. And so I thought, you know what? What if I created a group of people that I would want to work with? And I set strict standards. We set high standards of no missing calls, and you know, you have to be holding this many classes and you have to be enrolling. And at the end, everybody ranks up or nobody ranks up. Like, I was able to set those hardcore, tough guy standards.
Yeah.
And they were met. You know, people rose to the challenge rather than, it's too much, you know. And I love that. I love knowing that I can have those kind of groups. Because before, I was just always worried, like, people are going to complain. People are going to drop out. People aren't going to participate. And I can't speak freely to them because they're going to get offended. Some people will.
Well, I mean, that's the thing. A lot of people will sometimes say, you know, I do these groups, but then people fizzle out towards the end. They get bored.
Now I know that's just weeding people out.
Yeah.
And I learned that. And you get to weed people out. And there's nothing wrong with the people who don't want to keep up. It's not that they can't keep up. They don't want to keep up. There's nothing wrong with them. And you don't drop them like a bad habit. You just love them where they are at. And you move forward with the people who want to run fast. Because there's nothing wrong with success. And there's nothing wrong with wanting more. And there's nothing wrong with going after rank. And so we broke a lot of the... What's the word I'm looking for?
The rules?
We broke a lot of the stupid rules that... were not really set in place, but were there. I don't think they're even rules. It's dumb. We broke a lot of the ideals that
maybe
you
laws
have to
that were
just,
set.
that you have to be accepting of everything and everybody. And we broke those rules and we created leaders.
Yeah.
If that makes sense.
Well, it was...
In my head, it does.
Well, I think the big thing that I learned was that if you set a very high expectation...
Yeah.
People want it.
Yeah.
They will, at the very beginning...
Test you.
Test you to see how serious you are. But if you're tough and you hold your ground and you just do that for the first couple of weeks, maybe even the first month, the rest is easy.
Yeah.
It's cake. That everyone shows up
early. No, it's not easy. We don't use that word.
No, I mean, it's
simple.
Okay, maybe easy in comparison. Uh-huh. Easier. It's not the same. You don't have to be hard, a hard A through the entire thing. No. You really don't. If you set a very high expectation, a very high standard. And so this is like some of the things that I learned. So when we do a Facebook group from now on, everybody, if you're going to do a group with, let's say, your 5 or 6 or 7 top leaders, or even 10 top leaders, everybody shows up to every call. Everybody rearranges their own personal schedule to make the call on time,
right,
or early, right, every single week. When there's a post in the Facebook group that you create, the private Facebook group you create, when there's a post in there, everybody, 100% of them click like, they get engaged in whatever that post is. You, yep, post trainings, and then you have your weekly meetings where every single person shows up to those calls with a win or some story about what didn't quite go as planned and help us all learn from that. So right, it's like the bottom line is that everyone is required to show up.
Right.
Show up.
Show up.
You don't need to show up, you know, because I noticed that the people that would speak first every week were the people that had these like dramatically happy, great wins. They always spoke first.
Yeah, that's true.
And then the ones that didn't have them, it was interesting.
Or didn't feel like
or they didn't, had them. That was the thing. Who didn't believe that they had them.
Which they did. But
and they always okay. did. Everybody had wins. Every single week, yeah, they had wins. And then they had something. Even the people that had these great successes had something didn't go as planned.
Yeah.
But the point of it was that it made it very cool to try, make mistakes, have some successes, and show up every week.
Show up.
It made it cool. And yeah, those people that, if they didn't show up or they had excuses or they, you know, because everybody always has excuses, they don't take this as seriously as they should.
Right.
You could see, not only did they not get what they wanted with their business, but they didn't grow along with the group. Everybody in the group grew. That's what was so cool about that group. Yeah, anyway, that so I just want to say
a
that.
Lot you could, of fun.
You could see there was an emotional and a skill, a growth in skill and emotions and maturity happened with those who showed up, just showed up every week. And those who made excuses were the same person at the end of the push.
Right.
The same person. And I don't care how good their excuse. There wasn't one person that had an excuse that was so good every single week. It was always something new. So that was, you know, that was evident.
Yep.
That was obvious. And so, yeah. So thanks to these amazing people, we grew.
Yeah.
I definitely feel like I grew as a leader. Right.
The moral of that is challenge people.
Yeah.
Don't set your standards based on the hope that people will stick around. Set your standards for the elite, the top of the group, and see where you can take them. It's a pretty cool outcome.
Can I also notice that another rule that we broke was that we didn't have any incentives. No rewards.
No incentives, no rewards, no...
No gifts no for gifts. Those who did all the tasks. Because people get hung up on that. You don't need to have a daily task that everyone does. Mm-hmm. And then the person who completes the most daily tasks wins a prize.
Exactly.
That's a bunch of crap. We will never, ever, ever do that. Yeah. Because we will
shower them with love at the end of it all.
Yes.
But
that's
love
what it's
and
about.
Gifts, that's what I do. But I wasn't incentivizing anybody to be there. They wanted to be there because they wanted the ultimate goal was to rank up.
Yeah. Being in the group was the incentive.
Right.
Showing up every week and being there a part of what we were doing every week was the incentive. Right. And then when the push was over and people were just like rank advancing like crazy.
Right.
You over-delivered. Because we never promised gifts. We never promised incentives. We just said, do the work and you'll make the money.
Exactly.
And your business will grow. Boom, that was it. When their businesses grew, you showered everybody with gifts.
Yeah, I just don't... Yeah, it's interesting.
Under-promise, over-deliver. Always.
Yeah, I never was invited into any challenge groups or anything like that to build my business. And I was never incentivized to be on calls or... to jump into a challenge. I wanted to be successful. And so we created that want and bottled it up, put it in a group.
There you go. So awesome. Huge, huge lessons from the group.
Yeah.
And so this, I actually put together a training for all the members of our website on the structure. What does it look like? You know, how to get your team to work together. So that's available on our website right now. You can get it anytime you like. Message me if you want to learn how to get that. But basically, just I laid it out. Like, this is what you do. But the core thing is that you have to decide, what do you want? What kind of people do you want to work with? And then you tell them, this is what it's going to be like. And let's do this, because this is what I want to be around. You know, that's awesome. Yeah. All right. So cool stuff.
Yeah. We had a fun last few months. It's been a trip.
All right.
And now we're just gearing up for leadership coming up. And
what does the future look like for Angela Villa and this business?
The future looks good. Great.
You're tired.
Grant, I'm exhausted. No, the future, it's open. We're going to see. I know there's a lot of new leaders coming into our lives, new builders.
Yep.
Haven't met them yet. We have a few up-and-coming rock stars that are kind of chomping at the bit to get going.
What about for people right now who listen to this podcast who aren't enrolled in doTERRA and who are interested in maybe getting not just oils, but getting involved in a business? Because there is a huge opportunity right now.
Yeah.
Because of what we're trying to do with our team.
People are crazy not to jump in. Can you talk about this? People are crazy not to jump in with us right now, because I have leaders who are pushing to go to hit diamond. And what does that mean when someone hit diamonds? It means they're creating new silvers. And silvers have an income that sparks a belief in them. And I've got leaders that are pushing. They're just jumping in, starting out. We have a wonderful team. We have a wonderful doTERRA family, but our goal is to create diamonds. Mm-hmm. I love being Blue Diamond, but I want to create them. I want women and men to just come out of the woodworks and just explode into the powerhouse sugar mama business builders that they were meant to be. And I'm excited to help people do that. So if you are looking and wanting to be a part of all this, reach out. We are here. We love on our people. We serve our people. We spoil our people. And we train our people to be good at this. So,
yeah. Yeah. So you had mentioned, like, we've got positions right now open big time.
Well, all positions are open.
Well, positions obviously. Open right now, big time, where we talked about, even a little bit this weekend, about, you know, this, the what was it, $1,500 a month? $1,500. Can you talk about that?
No.
No? Okay. Well, I'll just leave that as a mystery. If you want to know about that, you can message us and we'll talk about it. All right. So, anything else you want to talk about?
No, it's just kind of getting back into the swing of the podcasting. And a very tired human being.
Well, we kind of had to catch everybody up, and the goal for us is to get back to doing these on a more regular basis.
Yes, that is a goal, and that is a promise that will happen, because I know that we have some amazing, loyal people out there. So
yeah. Okay. Well, thank you guys so much for listening. What I would love for you guys to do is to send us a message. You know, find us on Facebook, follow us on that Facebook page, Mama's Little Biz with Eddie and Angela Villa. Go on that Facebook page and post what you're loving about what you're hearing on our podcast. And also, hey man, you know, let us know what you want to hear. What do you want us to talk about? You know, Angela and I have been doing this business now for coming up on
7 years.
7 years. We're creeping up on 7 years now. And we've seen a lot. I don't know if we've seen it all.
No.
But we've seen it a lot. We've had a lot, and we've got tons of different ideas, and we would love to hear what it is you would love to hear about. So feel free to post in that Facebook page, hey, I would love to hear a podcast episode on whatever, blank.
And help us get active on that page again.
Yeah.
I promise to be more available there. But sometimes, you know, when you're growing as a leader, as a builder, as a Blue Diamond, Presidential Diamond, your focus gets taken away. So share some love on that page, and we'll be more active there as well.
Yeah. Alrighty. Well, have a wonderful day, everybody. Why don't you go ahead and sign off?
All right. Thanks for jumping on with us tonight. We're back with the thunder. for Mama's Little Biz podcast. My name is Angela Villa.
And I am Eddie Villa. Have a wonderful week, everybody, and happy sharing.
Bye.